9, and by the official funny clock is 13:45, and you have stumbled upon, either by accident or possibly you decided to do this, the Vintage Sidemen. And my call is N9RK. My name is Rick. I live on or near the Elven Lake, Wisconsin, which means I get to see the lake in the wintertime, but most of the time I just pay the high taxes. So we're going to do the spiel and get going. The Vintage Sidemen that meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net. Now that's the AM net at 3885 KC. We operate at 3842 KC plus or minus QRM. And the net starts here at 8:45 Central Time. Now, this net is the meeting place for those hams that like old sideman junk. I know I do. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, kind of like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Now, our audio may be distorted. It might be doing that now. Our signals may drift. I know that.
Hum and noise may cause havoc with our receivers. Smoke and flames, gotta see that on a mug someday, can occur at any time while using these radios. Well, this is normal,
and it's welcome here. We are not ashamed.
The Vintage Sidemen that welcomes your tube type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other newer solid-state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier, or
have a rotary band switch. Then they have achieved vintage status and they're okay to check in.
However, comma, if you try to sneak in by like that guy from Black Earth, Wisconsin, who checks in with a modern radio, you will suffer the wrath. I want you to practice your moves of the net members, and it can and it will get ugly. So, let's take a minute to tune up those transmitters or transceivers, get on frequency the best you can, burn the dust off those precious 6KD6s. One of these days I'm going to use my chrome cuff and we'll really find out. Tune them up and we'll be back for additional check-ins, housekeeping, and please, please, remember to tell us who you are when you check in, where you're at, and what kind of wonderful old sideman junk you're running. Tune them up. This is a 9RK.
Test 1-2. Test 1-2. 88FL.
Yeah, I guess they're tuned up.
Yeah, where's all the tuner uppers?
I'm beginning to wonder if there's somebody over there with a stuck key, but I did ask the tune-up.
All right. Very good. That was pretty good. And I heard Mr. T, which always makes my morning. So, housekeeping real quick. Again, we have a website, and that is vintagessv.net, where you will see plenty of old vintage gear, along with a few of their vintage owners who have braved the elements and had their photograph taken for the official part of the Vintage Sideman Net. We also have a spot there for sales or wants. Doesn't get used all that much, but it is available. And lastly, there's Maine and Oshkosh, Wisconsin, who uses an FDR receiver in Michigan and does record the net when he has the opportunity, and we've been posting those nets on the website. Not like you can pull yourself out like on the old, back in the olden days and just look for you, but you can listen to the old net and you can sit there and scroll up or down until you get to hear yourself. You wonder stuff that you are. Well, there it is. So we're going to go right to the nut here pretty quickly, and we're going to NQ8J, November Queen 8 Juliet, NQ8J. It is your nickel on the Venice sideband net. Come now.
ND9B.
All right. ND9B in there. So, good morning, Rick, and everybody else on the net. And thanks for being here, Rick. Appreciate it. And, here in Grand Rapids, Rick is ATR4 this morning. Not much going on. Just going to do some yard work and enjoy the rest of the day. Maybe get some radio time in this weekend. Wow. Next month, Central Electronics Month. Well, I acquired my Central Electronics pieces of slot here earlier this summer, so they're not on the air. So I a little bit more motivation for me to get going with that and check into this with something other than this Drake. So, well, very good. All right. Well, I won't hold it, but I'll keep moving along here. So wish everybody a good day. I'll be listening here for a bit, and we'll get to you all later. 73, 10-9-8.
Well, the question is on that TR4, is it copper-coated, or is it a real copper-coated copper chassis? Can't even spit it out this morning. What is it this morning?
This is the original TR4, so the copper chassis, unlike my other ones, which I'll be swapping out here. I think I need to get some time on the TR4PW, so I'll move this one out and put that one in here shortly. NQ8J.
Alright, I was wondering why I was getting such intense warm fuzzies from that real copper chassis on the TR4. Good morning. Let's move on to AC8FL. AC8FL, good morning, John. Tell us what kind of wonderful old vintage here you've got. This is N9RK.
Very good. N9RK and the vintage sideband group here, or net. Good morning, John, in Fenton, Michigan, about 25 miles due south of Flint, Michigan. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day here. It was 57 last I checked. I'm sure it's a little warmer now, and I think we're supposed to go up to low, close to 80 degrees today, but then the heat wave is coming in after that, so we'll I guess be looking at 90s very early next week. Another little blast of summer here. So this morning running the Central Electronics 10A with the 458 VFO, just a D104 microphone, and the 10A is exciting. The Johnson Viking Thunderbolt here that's doing the heavy RF lifting, and looking at the pattern on the CEM2 scope, and the receiver is the R390A with the Central Electronics sideband spacer off the 455. So, and good to hear CE month next month, so I have to fire this or one of the other CE rigs up next month as well. So anyway, thanks for running the show here. Hope everybody has a good Labor Day weekend. I can't believe we're in December already, and it always seems like it ends up being such a busy time of year to get all those tasks in before the weather closes down. So back out to you, N9RK from 88FL, Fenton, Michigan.
Well, thank you, John, for the Central Electronic and the signal slicer makes my day. So, and next month you definitely will get the bell. So, right now everyone is part of the Nobel Prize. So, let's go to Whiskey Hotel Zero Alpha India, WH0 Alpha India. Please come now. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Come now.
On the old trusty CX 530 sugar, and I can hear that storm over in the city.
Well, thanks for checking in, and I did forget that I almost lost to Bob, who checked in late, but he's on the list, ND9B, which is DX from Kokomo. He is definitely on the list, so hang there, Bob, we will get to you. But we were going all the way to the top of the list, the ears of the vintage Sideman net, and next week, the net control, we'll see how much control he exercises. It is N9GH Gary from Wautoma, Wisconsin. Come now.
Hey, very good, Rick. Good morning to you. Good morning to the Vintage Sidebanders. N9GH here. Name is Gary. As Rick said, in Wautoma, Wisconsin. And yeah, I guess I'll try to control the Vintage Sideband nuts next week. We'll see what happens. I think it'll be out of control. Anyway, running the Helicrafters SR2000 today. I'm in the main station, and someone's calling me on the phone, of course, right when I want to get on the air, but it'll go to voicemail. And running the link-coupled transmatch out there to the normal antenna, inverted V, up at about 85 feet. So anyway, that's it. We'll see who this guy is on the phone, who wants to interrupt me, and we'll check in next week. We'll see you guys next week as I am going to be net control. N9GH, back to you, Rick.
Well, thank you, Gary, and we'll let you answer the phone. I've had a whole bunch of that here lately where I've been on the 2 or 6 meter AM nets, and I get phone calls that are long-winded. So, but it's people I'd like to talk to, unfortunately, or fortunately, as the case may be. Let's go to the top of the list, and I think it's Bob number one, N1KW, Bob number one, come now. Oh boy, what an honor. Yeah, this is Bob, N1KW, that's number one killer weed. Hello, my God, yeah, I guess I'm driving here. Anyway, I was going to get on that new Kenmore 530 this morning, and lo and behold, I tuned it up and only got about half power out, and I suspected a bad tube, so I took it down to the bench, checked the tubes were okay, and I looked at it on the scope. Sure enough, one of the high voltage filter capacitors went open, so I already verified that, so I got to order a few more. I've got lots of 450-volt capacitors, but they put 500-volt capacitors in the Kenmore 530s and 830s. I guess they run close enough to 900 volts on the plate that, or higher, that they put the 500-volt capacitors in there. Anyway, I'll order some from DigiKey and get it on the air. Today I'm on the green machine, 301, 401, 200, and the usual antenna setup. And everybody sounds great here. It's pretty quiet, too. All right, back to you, Rick. N9RK and the gang, N1KW. Well, how do you feel about being Bob number one today? And next question is, do you consider that a top loader or a front loader, Kenmore?
Oh, it's a top loader, the 530.
Yeah, well, that answers question number two. What about number one? Bob number one.
Oh, what an honor. It's just an honor. I'm humbled.
I can see that right now, your picture and a little caption underneath it that says, I'm humbled. So, thank you, Bob. And we're going to move on to my neighbor from 6 miles away, K9KU, and we'll see what kind of old sideband junk is he running. This is N9RK and the vintage sideband net.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Rick. N9RK and the vintage sideband net from K9KEU, John in Williamsay, Wisconsin, 6 miles east of our notable and honored net control. Anyway, Rick, nothing magic today. I took my FT-101 off the operating bench, and I fired up the KWM-2 and the 30L-1. So I've got a little more power, but it isn't nearly as sophisticated as the FT-101. The FT-101 with its solid state frequency determining components and its clarifier makes it really easy to use. So in this case, and I will say that I am running both top loaders, although they aren't Kenmores, I wasn't aware Collins was making those type of things, but anyway, I have both of the covers open, so they're all spilling their heat off into the air here, and of course that I'll have to get the air conditioning to cool that down. But anyway, thanks for running the net, Rick. Good talking to you. N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net, K9KEU.
Yeah, well, he's just talking to us on those routine and mundane Collinses. So is Collins, I don't know if that's correct or not, but I'm saying it. So good morning, John. Hey, K9OA, the only Clark that we ever get. Good morning, Clark. Did you get an SDE running? I'm hoping. This is N9RK.
Yeah, N9. Sam kicked off. N9RK in the Vintage Sideband Nuts is K9OA. Clark in Madtown, Wisconsin, where the Badgers are going to take the field right when it's about 95 degrees. Anyway, good to hear everybody. Signals are generally pretty good. The noise has settled down a little bit. I haven't looked to see where the storms are. No, I'm afraid I did not get the SDE on the air. I'm still on the Yaesu FT-101 Bravo with its original hand mic, and I'm driving AEA LA30 single 3500Z, about 500 watts, and the antenna is your favorite, the 840 double. And I will get the FT-33 on the air, but I'll probably have to run a bear funnel. That thing makes me nervous because it's got a hot chassis. It rectifies the line voltage right off the line, so it's a little dicey. I think I'll use it as an isolation transformer, because I'd be afraid to hook it up to an amplifier for fear of what might happen. Anyway, it's going to be stinking hot the next several days, but it'll be the last hurrah before we get some nice cool fall weather in here. Although, the past week has been great. It's been very cool and comfortable. All right, thank you, Rick, and thank you, Gary. Look forward to next week, and maybe I'll have the SD33 on. We shall see. N9RK, K908.
Well, I'll tell you what, at least Clark will get the bell for one thing, and that is the double bazooka. Once again, as always, I will say that how often do you get to say bazooka?
Yes,
so thank you, Clark, and we are looking forward. I can see you with rubber gloves on, you know, seeing the mic, you know, having all these little discharge to ground. Yeah, oh boy. Thank you, Clark. Bob number two, Bob squared, W9RAN. Don't look behind that curtain. It is the Wizard of Northwest Illinois. Come, Bob, come now.
Hurry, hurry, N9RK. Oh, this is Sight Bandit. W9RAN. And there it goes. Get a flappy thing occasionally. Backup unit is in the vertical mode under the table, so it has to resort to that. It's driving the SD1LA, or what is known as the big box of Dimensions. Now, how much power it wants to make in the dipole and around it. So, the SD33 is a wonderful little piece of gear from 1963, which is related to even a more amazing piece of gear. And not very many people, as most people know, the Dolphin Company was the predecessor in the Dolphin Johnson. Obviously, the Aura was the founder of SDE. What is also known is that Southwest Tenet upset itself for not buying the rights to the amazing, wonderful, and beautiful Cosmophone when he had the chance. And after Cosmophone Industries
Well, I don't know. Hold on, whoever was trying to check in over there. Hold on, I'll answer it in a second. But I'm reaching for the bell, Bob. I'm reaching for the bell. And you definitely get the bell, and you're the first one of the whole net so far to drag out an SPE or a tempo. So thank you, Bob. And who was trying to check in? Can I get a relay on that one? W9DQD. Thank you, John. WB9DQD. That is the one, the only, the incomparable team. So he might be up at the up in the North Woods as we sit here in Wisconsin. So let's move on. Thank you, Bob, and thank you for letting me ring the bell this morning. K9PNN, K9PNN, Nikki, one half of the dynamic duo from the great city of Milwaukee. Please come now. This is N9RK.
N9RK.
I wonder what kind of radio he's running.
Let's find out. This is N9RK. Please come down. Thank you for the Yates' twins, the very rare Yates' twins. I have a pair of Kenwood twins, but no Yates' twins. I've got a few Yates', but not that pair. Now over to the notorious, the one, the only, N9WU, where it is always sunny in beautiful North Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Please come now, Dave.
Good morning, Rick, and good morning to all the other boys and girls and moms and dads on frequencies of sunny, beautiful downtown North Fond du Lac. This is N9WQ, and I'm running twins as well this morning, but blonde twins. This is 100 twins, separate transmitter and receiver with the old power supply speaker in the middle. And if there's some of you guys are familiar with, I really love this set of wheels. It's really nice. It plays nice. A little bit up the band. It's all right, Rick. You've been on one thing every day for the last, I don't know, 2-6 months, whatever. So I'm about 1-9, I think. Yeah, I'm about 1-9. So anyway, you're sounding today here, Rick. What's my SBE question? Go ahead.
All right, the SBE, SBE-34 sideband transceiver. Receiver tunable either side of transmit frequency. How many watts there, Dave? How many how many watt input on 80, 40, and 20? And what's less on 15 or more? What do you think? It's a double question, Dave.
Okay, and what was the model number on this critter?
SBE Sierra Bravo Dash 34. 34, roger.
Roger, roger. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and put 340 watts. And I'm going to see it put out a little bit less. I'd say on 6 meters.
On 15 there, Dave. Was it more or less on 15?
Oh, it was definitely, yeah, more on 15. Definitely more, bro.
I hate to tell you there, Dave, but you blew it on both questions. I know that. And then another. And it's 135 watt input on 80, 40, and 20 meters. Slightly less on 15. We gotta get you a cheat book a little bit faster.
Well, I'm a cheater, though. You know, that's the thing. So you're gonna get an out of tangent from me. I don't have a book to look up. The only antiquated analog I've got is from, like, 1946. And most of the stuff that you asked about had yet not been invented. Over.
Well, maybe that, you know, it's always sunny in North Fond du Lac, so we'll take it from that, and we'll get you a bell one way or the other, but we like your broad shoulders that you're willing to buy strange and wonderful cushions, so thank you, Dave. And W9NAG, who owes me a short story. This is N9RC, come now.
Well, good morning, listeners of that. Rick, you did a good job, and the story is very simple, because it's about you, obviously. Rick began as an elderly citizen, drove a brand new Corvette convertible out of the dealership. Then he took off down the road. He pushed it to 80 miles an hour, enjoying the wind blowing through his little hair that he had left. Amazing, he thought, as he flew down the road, pushing the gas pedal even more. Look in the rearview mirror, he saw a state trooper behind him, blue lights flashing, siren blaring. He poured it to 100 miles per hour. Then he went to 110, then 120. And suddenly he thought, what am I doing? I'm too old for this. He pulled over and waited for the trooper's arrival. Pulling up behind him, the trooper walked up the convertible, looked at his watch and said, "Sir, my shift ends in 3 minutes. Today is Saturday. If you give me a good reason for speeding that I've never heard before, I will let you go." So Rick paused and then said, "3 years ago, my wife ran off of a Wisconsin state trooper, and I thought you were bringing us up. Have a good day," said the officer, as he drove away.
Da-da-da-da-da. Pretty good story.
All right, what time rig are you running? Come on, tell us all. Tell us
your
name. Tell us your name. Be honest.
Are you talking to me about that?
Yeah. Just pretend I'm a state trooper.
Oh. I'm running ICOM 746, which is just about wore out. It's been using for many years. I have another one down in the basement. And I also have some other ICOM stuff down there, along with the, I also have the amplifier down there, is the 1306 amplifier, solid state. And that's what we run on 16 and higher up at the band where the amps are clearly not like down here at this frequency. I know you think you saw fair market food, and other than that, everybody have a rotten day and be a fleas of a thousand camels nesting your arms before noon oil.
Yes, amp-wise. Yeah, that'll do it. What do we think of ICOM 746?
Oh!
Not very enthusiastic, but thank you for checking in on the questionable story. So, and that is W9HE. Moving right along, it is ND90, November Delta 9, Bravo, Wild Time 3, EX from Como, Indiana. Come now.
Okay, N9RJ, ND90, November Delta 9, Bravo. Okay, Rick, you're sounding good. Still on the old Hanwag 101 Maritron ALE amplifier, 23-foot, 42-foot vertical. Yeah, can't even remember what my own equipment is here. And I got that heath kit smell, when I turn that that green machine on, it's got a fragrance to it. Okay, well, I don't have anything else to talk about here, so back to you, Rick, N9RG, ND9B.
I love it, I absolutely love it there, Bob. You know, I've got an SR-150 helicopter that smells like a thousand packs of camels when it's up and running. So, I've never heard that. Maybe you can have this in an aerosol for those owners who do not have the owner. You can spray it in your room and have these kids also hold it. Thank you, Bob. Oh, you got a start out of me, Bob. Thank you for DX from Indiana. WB9DQD, your last on the list. What do you think of that? Come down.
Not more. I got one about 40 miles west, so I'm not sure. Well, thank you.
From up there in Mount Morris today, high up on the mountain, so deep frost as it might be possible. So thank you. I didn't hear any SBE equipment there. I heard a lot of other interesting stuff, but no SBE. Is there anyone else who would like to be on the vintage side of that? If so, please come down. This is N9RK. Kilo 39, Football, Foxtrot, Hill. Are you that guy from Blatter? He was ill. K9PFH, an official violation of the vintage side, and that's to warm up your food. KC9PFH, give your spiel. Tell us what kind of ugly sideband radio you're on. Come now. All right, Rick Green, well, thanks for picking me up this week. We're driving an American ELE.